Welcome back to the Digital Production Buzz Inside Mac Radio broadcast, Supreme Bonanza here at NAB 2006. How are we doing, Philip?
We are going full steam ahead.
We have some cool guests right now.
We do.
We do. Very cool products.
David Heppy, who's the president of Telestream, and Barbara Dehart, who is...
The Flip for Mac products.
Vice President for Flip for Mac products. And so I'm much more familiar with Telestream's Flip for Mac product range than I am with Telestream's bigger product range, but we're going to find out about that now. So what's Telestream's main push? What's your main thrust in business?
Yeah, the main business is providing server-based workflow solutions, primarily to broadcasters, but in general post houses and media departments and corporations. And the whole idea is really automating workflows, file-based workflows for customers, and at the core of it is video transcoding. So we can automate the process of getting files from source devices, content delivered from outside the broadcast facility. We can take that in and repurpose it within the facility, getting content into edit systems and broadcast servers. And then finally, on the output side, we can repurpose content to the growing number of distribution formats that are required today. The most popular buzz is around the mobile formats with iPods and, mm-hmm. and cell phones. So that's really a growing area as we see broadcasters are becoming more than just broadcasters. They need to be content providers, and we help automate that process of generating whatever file formats they want on a scalable system.
And you've been busy. Yeah. Both sides of the business have been incredibly busy. I know this because I think every day or every second day for the last week I've received a press release from you about something new. Just run through what's been new. What's happening?
Yeah. So on the workgroup and enterprise side, we have three new announcements here at the show. The biggest one is Graphics Factory. So it's a new product that's built on top of Flip Factory, and it really automates the graphics assembly process. So until now, to create graphics on new videos, you typically had an editor spending time on each piece of video that they wanted to put the graphics on. This allows a template to be built once by a graphics person or an editor, and then a data operator can fill in the template with the appropriate data for each output video. So you're really focusing the creative person's time and energy on the creative process, and you can allow a lower cost data entry person to populate the metadata fields, and then you can flip it into whatever output formats are required for the distribution. So it's, again, it's an automating process. We found our customers needed to automate the process of localizing and regionalizing the content, and having the dynamic graphics layer on top of the video was important for that. So Graphics Factory is the first one. Another new one is Flip Factory Mobile. Mm-hmm. So it's another model of Flip Factory, and this one's designed specifically for encoding content into the different mobile formats. And boy, that is just a hotbed of activity now with a lot of smaller codec players. They're the different audio formats, AAC and AMR, and the bars are always changing on which flavor of H264 people want to use. So it's a really dynamic area, and we found that some of the customers really were focusing on that, so we bundled a set of codecs for them mm-hmm. into a configuration of Flip Factory. And then the third new product is called Factory Array, and that really is a layer that runs across the top of Flip Factory so that you can put multiple Flip Factories together in a server farm, if you will, kind of for two applications. One is just sheer volume. If customers have a lot of content, they need more than one server running for transcoding, and also for redundancy, because now file-based workflows are often the critical path of getting content into the facility or content to air, and if that server goes down or there's a problem, then you're stuck.
Yeah.
And so having the second server and having failover built in, database redundancy, and all those sorts of things are what people have been asking for. So Factory Array is a layer that can bundle your Flip Factories together.
We have a question from our live chat, which might be interesting, is that for Graphics Factory, they are asking if that works in Premiere Pro, but it's something that's standalone, isn't it?
Really, it would take the output of a Premiere Pro as a graphic element that could be then put into the template and then automated
the data
from there.
Yeah. And on the Flip for Mac side, you've announced universal support.
We have announced universal support. We are showing that here on the show floor. We will be in beta hopefully first week when we return back from NAB. So first mm-hmm. week in May, our beta will be public on that. So all of our people like me who own the new MacBook Pro will be able to play Windows Media back in QuickTime.
Well, I'll have a new MacBook Pro about then.
Good for you. So yes, we made that announcement and then also announced Flip for Mac Pro products, which are import components for Final Cut Pro, moving content from MXF-based cameras like Sony XD Cam, Ikigami Edit Cam, Grass Valley Infinity, and then a new version supporting Grass Valley Profile and K2 servers.
And Flip for Mac 2.0 was... Or did I misunderstand that?
Flip for Mac 2.0 was actually announced in January as part of the Microsoft release. So we will have, hopefully this summer, we will have a 2.03, which is going to fix some little things we'd like to fix and add a few new features that we continue to hear about. So that'll be coming.
And where do you see, in the last minute that we have, where do you see this going in the future? What's your, you know, what's your strategy going forward?
Well,
that's a good question.
Yeah, for us, we just see a continuation of automating file-based workflows, and there we see no end in sight in what customers want to do. At some time, there were customers that were saying, well, gosh, with MXF and people changing files directly, isn't that going to eliminate your business? Well, the business has just been thriving and continues to grow, and so we'll just keep building on that.
And on the Flip for Mac, have we got any new, any support, anything that you'd like to support that you don't currently support?
Oh, there are lots of things. And we're so fortunate in having such great feedback from our customer base. We hear about new things all the time. And we're really happy to expand our offerings more directly to the Apple platform and look forward to doing lots more good things.
With your MXF import, do we get metadata? I'm a big metadata fan. So
we have architected it to support much more metadata than we currently do support. There's some basic information there, and again, we're looking for feedback from the customers on specifically what it is that they want to see, and we'll add it.
That is excellent. We'd like to thank David Heppy and Barbara Dehart from Telestream and Flip for Mac, respectively. Thank you very much.